the benefits and operation of solar facilities at this point, having seen and acted on so many of them. For that reason, the commission will take that into account, and you do not need to establish the general benefits and operation of these types of facilities for us, since we already understand that. Instead, we're going to ask you to focus on your specific properties, surrounding area, and how your proposed solar facility may impact the surrounding area. The commission, of course, will also take into account all of the written information that is already in the record on each one of your applications today. So, and with that, we'll start with conditional use number 2404 Oak Development LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 20.57 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Thoroughgoods Road, which is Sussex County Route 333, approximately half a mile southwest of Iron Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 331. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 69.00, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and I would note we have received one letter in support. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Fuquay.
Yes, good afternoon. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay.
Good afternoon again. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am representing Elk Development, who is the applicant on this application, as well as you noted on the following three applications. And just following up on what you stated, as has been the practice on similar applications, in this first presentation, I'm going to give some background on the applicant and the operation, and then specifically address the location and the site. On the other three applications, I will just be addressing the location and the site and incorporating that information into that record. with me are Seth Schaefer. Seth is the Director of Project Development for Pivot Energy, and Ted Hastings of the Becker Morgan Group engineering firm. And an exhibit packet was submitted for each of the applications, which you should have, and I will be referring to in my presentation. The application of all four of these community solar conditional uses, Elk Development is actually a division of Pivot Energy, Inc. Pivot Energy is a national company. It's involved in the development of clean energy projects such as on-site solar facilities and small utility solar projects, including community solar facilities. Pivot has financed or developed over 1,200 solar projects throughout the United States. These applications today propose solar facilities as authorized and in compliance with the Delaware law, which encourages a more decentralized and cleaner approach to power generation through community solar facilities. And as you know, the law provides that by subscribing to a community solar project, residential users, business users, educational users, all those people being utility customers can participate in renewable and sustainable energy production and possible future energy costs. As to the solar facilities involved in all four of these applications, it is anticipated that upon final approval and required permitting, the site development and solar facility construction would take approximately 4 to 6 months to complete. Once completed and operational, the four facilities would have the following in common. The solar array and equipment area would be enclosed in a 7-foot-high security fence with a gate and an emergency key box to accommodate emergency access. One unlit sign not exceeding 32 square feet identifying the operator and providing contact information would be provided. The facilities would consist of solar panel modules mounted on single-axis trackers that allow them to follow the path of the sun throughout the day, facing east in the morning, rotating to straight up at noon, and facing west in the afternoon. The solar racking system itself utilizes driven steel posts or pile foundations which anchor the racking system to the ground, and that results in minimal ground disturbance or impervious surface cover. The solar inverters and other equipment will be located on concrete pads. The power generated by the solar panels will be transferred to a DP&L grid by interconnection with existing DP&L power lines. The overall system being created and its design will comply with the National Electrical Code and will be reviewed and approved by DP&L. The solar array area itself will be seeded with a pollinator seed mix, which is a slow-growing, environmentally friendly ground cover. There are no odors, dust, smoke, heat associated with the solar operation. The only sound is a minimal sound being a low hum from the inverters, and there is minimal to no glare from the solar panels, which are designed to absorb sunlight, not reflect it. Additionally, landscaping surrounding the fenced area will further shield the panels from view. After construction is completed, traffic would be minimal. It would be only periodic equipment inspection and maintenance, as well as seasonal property maintenance and grass cutting. There are no on-site employees, and the equipment is actually monitored remotely. Each application does have a service level evaluation letter from DelDOT, indicating that the facility's traffic impact would be diminutive. There is no proposed or need for sewer, water, or trash services for the different facilities. And again, little impervious surface will be created by the facility, and any stormwater management for the sites will comply with the applicable state and county requirements. As part of the final site plan approval, a decommissioning plan will be provided that ensures that upon expiration of the lease or early termination of the conditional use, all equipment and materials will be removed from the site and properly disposed of, and that the site itself will be returned to a physical condition similar to its present state. The plan also provides for financial security in a form acceptable to the county, guaranteeing that the cost of the restoration will be available. The actual estimated amount in terms of that security will be provided as part of the final site plan review and approval process. And again, after termination of the use and restoration of the site, the land basically will revert back to its current condition as agricultural land. As to the applicable land use regulations regarding community solar facilities, as the Commission's aware, such facilities are permitted if approved as a conditional use in both the AR1 and GR zoning districts, which are the districts involved in these applications. The purpose of a conditional use is to provide for a use that is of a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. And as you know, the Commission and the County Council have found that other solar facilities meet the purpose of the conditional use on numerous other prior applications. Also, as previously determined by the Commission and County Council, solar facilities are in accordance with the County Comprehensive Plan by promoting Goal 7.3 of the plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options, such as community solar facilities. And lastly, the use is authorized by and furthers the goals of the recent amendments to state law relating to the development of community solar facilities for renewable energy protection. So that's the general information that I would like to be incorporated into each of the applications. And now referring specifically to application 2404, which is referred to as the Thoroughgoods A site. In addition to what I've already stated, as you can see on the aerial map, the parcel is located on the north side of Thoroughgoods Road. It contains 20.7 acres. Approximately 16 acres will be leased for use as a community solar facility. The land is owned by SB Cordry Farms, LLC. The site borders Holiday Acres to the, I believe that's the east, Holiday Acres is a existing manufactured home community park. There's agricultural lands to the north. To the west are the Conrail Railroad tracks and a DP&L electrical power line easement. On the other side of the railroad track are existing industrial uses. That's the site of Dagsboro Materials, River Asphalt, and the Thoroughgoods Concrete Plant. And directly across from that industrial site, kind of catty corner from this site, on the south side of Thoroughgoods Road, is the 30-acre Cordry family farm parcel. The commission may remember that was presented to you not too long ago. You did recommend approval of that for solar facility on September 14th, and that is, for the record, conditional use 2380. This land has been in agricultural use. It is zoned GR, and it's in a growth district. It's in a developing area under the future land use map of the comprehensive plans. The lands actually to the west and to the north of the site are zoned heavy industrial. Jamie, could you put up the site plan from my exhibits? Yeah, there's a better, if you go to my exhibit booklet, there was a revised site plan. I think it's the last exhibit. Yeah, I think it's that one. Yeah, that's it. The access to the site would be from Thoroughgoods Road, right up in here. There'd be a 16-foot wide gravel drive to a turnaround, which would be located adjacent to a 25 by 15-foot solar equipment pad. The solar arrays themselves would be a minimum of 100 feet from Thoroughgoods Road. The panels would be at least 50 feet from the property lines on the north and the west. That would be up here and here. And approximately 100 feet from the property lines on the east. That's this side here, that's where Holiday Acres is. Also, the solar panels would be a minimum of 200 feet from any dwelling in the Holiday Acres community. There would be a 25-foot landscape buffer along Thoroughgoods Road and along the agricultural lands to the north. So the landscape buffer would be along the road here, along the north here. The eastern boundary is already wooded, and that would remain as an existing wooded buffer, and no landscaping is proposed along the railroad tracks or the industrial uses to the west, since they don't appear to be needed there. All the buffers I just mentioned are as shown on the site plan, which I refer to in the conditions that I'm proposing. It's projected that the facility would generate electrical power to serve the annual needs of approximately 700 residential households. And I did prepare proposed conditions, which I'll submit for your consideration. And just for convenience, I stapled all four of them together. So and that's everything I have to present, other than any questions the commission may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I just have one. and I'm probably going to call it the wrong part. So some of the hearings that we've had, there's been some concern of, I think it's with the inverter that makes, I know that the noise is minimum, the location of that. Would that be placed along the railroad side to have minimum?
Yeah, the, again, the scale's a little bit low, but where the access road is right here, there's the pad right there.
That's where the inverter would be, which makes a small amount of noise.
Just across from the industrial uses.
That's the opposite side of where the homes are. Okay, that's all.
That will probably be the last thing you would hear in that area, probably.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Collins.
So there is some landscaping buffer between this and the mobile home community?
Yeah, there's an existing wood line there now, so that will just remain.
Okay. All right. I don't have any further questions.
Okay. Butler? Okay. Staff? Anyone?
None for me, thank you.
Okay. None? All right. Mr. Fuqua, you can take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2404 Elk Development LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2404? All right, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing.